How about this?
They call me Dr. John.
Dr. John Cooper Clark, that is, and you're listening to James Shakeshaft on vinyl. Some or other.
Hello everybody and welcome to episode 7 of the Vinyl Revival with me, James Shakeshaft, on LSR. The time now is 2300 hours and I'm going to be seeing you through to the midnight hour. And opening the show there to get your attention, you heard the Ramones with Poison Heart. And there really is no better feeling on this planet than playing an advert for your own radio show and kicking things off with a song from the Ramones. And I do believe that that's a song of warning, Poison Heart. So yes, it's good to have you on board. Thanks for being here. Coming up over the course of the next hour, as we approach the holiday of indulgence and obscene consumption of all things edible. It only seemed right to showcase the finest examples of food-themed records. More specifically, all things confectionery. However, towards the end we will be playing one savoury number. And there are many records that fall under this category, surprisingly. So, yes, we're going to have records of this narrative sandwiched between the usual fixtures. Which, for those, of course, in the know, they are the Charity Shop's 7-inch of the week. We'll also be selecting a wind-down record. And, of course, we will be selecting another classic LP for our virtual collection to conclude the show this week under the letter G, so do let me know what you think that may be. And of course, as usual, don't hesitate to touch base throughout using any platform of media most suited to your current situation. So yes, it's an odd one, a food-themed record. So through doing this, we're going to have music from The Handsome Family, Reverend Gary Davis, The Supremes. And we're also going to have this Dixie Pop number from Eileen Barton's piercing vocal cords. And to be honest with you, not sure if I like it, but it more than sets the scene and precedent for the theme that's going to take place on this show, Episode 7. So thanks for stopping by. And if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, but I haven't.
Come in! Well, 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 look who's here! I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatch-a-do, hatch-a-do, hatch-a-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatch-a-do, hatch-a-do, hatch-a-do. So that was Eileen Barton, and I'm honest, if I knew you were coming, I would have baked you a cake. I'd have fetched a few eggs down from the hen hut, and I'd have whipped you one right up, but I wasn't expecting company at this mad hour. So yes, that has indeed kicked off the theme of all things sweet and sugary. It's a food-themed special, Episode 7 of The Vinyl Revival, with me, James Shakeshaft. And I love how simply chaotic that song goes rather quickly. No one taught Eileen how to use a microphone properly. I'd hate to have been her sound engineer, because she's very brash, to say the least.
And the band that kick in about halfway through, it sounds like a one-man band that was recorded with one microphone, but it's almost 20th Century Fox style. But yes, I think I do quite like that record on second reflection. So kick back, pop the kettle on, and if you wish to enjoy some of your favourite confectionery snacks or sweet-based items throughout the show, feel free to do so. I find that it's an attack on the senses when you do things like that. I always eat chocolate when I'm watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's a 4D experience, so feel free to indulge. After all, in just 50 minutes' time, it will be the 1st of December. Will it be the 1st of December? I'll have to double-check that one. I've lost track of time, but if it is, it's the first day of Advent. So, if you stay up late enough, you can open that first window that will bring you so much joy and excitement. But we must move swiftly on to the next record of this theme from Willie Nicks, and I refrained from playing this on my son-themed record special a few weeks back in order to save it for this episode, and I'm glad that I did. And I'm going to be playing the B-side to this record, but it's absolutely fantastic. It was released in 1953, as I've already said, on the Sun Records label, and the A-side was Seems Like a Million Years. However, you'd be right in pointing out that that has no correlation to any sort of food-based item, so therefore that's not what I'm going to be playing. But if you flip the 7-inch over, you've got a treat on the other side in the form of a baked good. And this story really is quite rambunctious for the time of its release, and I'm sure that it titillated the aggravation zone of many a protective parent of the time, but using words such as her sweet jelly rolls, interpret that how you will do, but it's now time to take a trip down to the baker shop and see what they're cooking up for us. This is from Sun Records 1953, Willie Nicks with the Baker Shop Boogie. Come on in.
Yes, the baker shop boogie. Yes, the baker shop boogie. It's the nicest thing around. She got muffins for some. She got cornbread too. Sweet rolls and jelly bars. I'm really telling you. Yes, the baker shop boogie. Yes, the baker shop boogie. She had the baker shop boogie. It's the nicest thing in town. All right, blow. She got her own flour, she mixes her own dough. Stop the sugar, she just can't go. Yes, the baby. Boogie. Yes, the baker shop boogie. Yes, the baker shop boogie. It's the nicest thing around. I walked in the baker, thought everything was sold. I found out she saved me some sweet jelly roll. Yes, the baker shop boogie. Yes, the baker shop boogie. Yes, the baker shop boogie. It's the nicest thing. All right, let's boogie some. If you want you some sugar, you really want it sweet. Walking to the baker by the middle of the week, it'll be the baker shop boogie. Yes, the baker shop boogie. Yes, the baker shop boogie is the nicest thing in town.
That's a man whose name is Willie, Willie Nix, and if that ain't rude enough for you, that was the Baker Shop Boogie. Episode 7 of the Vinyl Revival with me, James Shakeshaft, on LSR. And of course it is a food theme special, all things confectionery, as we rapidly approach the season of indulgence and utter piggery. Thank you for being here with me on this cool winter's night, approaching December now. Oh, where does the time go? And I'm looking over the promenade out of the double glazed soundproof window. And the slowly dying trees are lit up by ominous floor lighting. And the final few dregs of pedestrians pass through the stone streets. So that's a little bit about where I am. Where are you? Get in touch through any form of media that has your heart's desire. It is just me alone on my Todd, so it'd be good to have some company and add the bits in between the records. You know the theme, you know the show, you know the scene. So let's go to another song now, and it's called Buttered Popcorn. It's by the Supremes and it was released in 1961. B-side was Who's Loving You, and I was honestly surprised when I started to plan this show because it just rolled so smoothly. There are so many great records based around sugary produce. And Buttered Popcorn is a 1961 song, as I said, written by Motown president Berry Gordy and songwriter Barney Allis, and it was produced by Gordy and released as a Tamla label single by Motown singing group The Supremes. And it was the group's second single since signing with Motown Records and their third overall. And it was the last single for the Tamla label before moving to the Motown label permanently and cementing their foundation in American music. And again, I don't know if it was just a way of the times. If they couldn't be rude outright and cut to the chase, I think they had to use food as a euphemism and a metaphor for a lot of things to get away with it back in them days. So it has that similarity with the last song you just heard by Willie Nix. But the only difference is it's girls singing it this time about their partner. And I tell you what, she certainly knows what he likes. This is The Supremes with Buttered Popcorn.
He said,
I don't know about you, but that sounds like a man who is a serious case for a rehabilitation clinic. She asks him what's happening in the world today, and his response is, more butter, more butter, more butter. And then she laughs like some sort of insane, deranged mental case that just keeps feeding this man. Well, you've got to stop it. He really does have a problem. So yes, yet again they were using food as a euphemism, and can you blame them? They were living in America, the land of the free, and I've never used that word more cautiously in my life. Episode 7 of The Vinyl Revival, with me, James Shakeshaft. Thanks for stopping by, all things confectionery and sweet. And we're going to have one by The Stranglers now, and I don't even need to say the name of it, but I will anyway, in due time. And I went to see The Stranglers in the most bizarre setting. I was on a family holiday in Jersey, one of the Channel Islands, and they were playing in some sort of car park just before Primal Scream came out and did Screamadelica in its entirety. What a bizarre thing that was. But yeah, a fantastic group that we're yet to have on the show up until this point. And this song was released in May of 1977. And the B-side was Go Buddy Go. And I'm going to play this one for my father. And whilst we're in the process of picking people out, I'm also going to give a shout out to Mr. James Bentley Gregg, who is my number one fan. I was unaware of this. Don't hide your feelings, James. If you want to reach out to me, reach out to me. So I'll play this for both of you. And yet again, it's in keeping with the theme of all things sweet. It is about fruit. However, fruit features in many sweet dishes. You can have fruit on a cheesecake, or a regular sponge cake for that matter, but a perfect accompaniment to your sweet tooth. And it does have in common with the last two records we've played that it's a euphemism for female and or male relations. So yes, it's a song really of its own calibre, so we better keep this steam train rolling. After this, we have, of course, got the Charity Shop 7-inch of the week, but for now, you guessed it, it's The Stranglers with Peaches. Eat your five a day, and you'll live a happy life.
Looks like I'm gonna be stuck here the whole summer. Well, what a bummer. can think of a lot worse places to be. Like down in the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer.
Absolutely filthy. That's the Stranglers with Peaches. Of course, it's me, James Shakeshaft. I really do enjoy that record. It almost echoes Fat White Family, or should I say Fat White Family echo the Stranglers, and they've got new music for you to check out, Whitest Boy on the Beach. But we ain't talking about that now, because it is, of course, time for our Charity Shop 7-inch of the Week. That's right, we're now going to be taking a break from the theme of all things sweet to, of course, fit in our Charity Shop 7-inch of the Week, which is always arriving at the halfway point of the show. The period of the show where we resurrect a poor abandoned record and give it a spin on the airwaves. You know that, you don't need me to tell you. And this week it comes from New Order. And any excuse to tell the story of the first radio interview I ever did with New Order's Peter Hook, aka Joy Division's Peter Hook, and the dictaphone didn't record the audio. That's a great story, isn't it? Well, it's good for you, but it ain't good for me. So yes, I managed to pick a copy of Power, Corruption and Lies up, which was released in 1983, of course, on the Factory record label. And I will certainly have to do a show in the future showcasing some of their best releases, because they really were a massive deal in terms of English music. Really ridiculously revolutionary, and I don't think there's a indie/rock group that are about today that don't echo the sound of a lot of the Factory artists, and particularly when it comes to the recording style. They were the first people to make DIY music sort of popular. And I'm sure a lot of the purists absolutely hate that, but it's the truth. You can't deny it. And the song that I'm going to play is one that doesn't get a lot of attention, but it was brought to mind by John Grant. And of course, he's a man of the synthesizer. He just did a show recently this past weekend on Six Music, showcasing some of his favourite artists and songs that feature synthesizers. And this was, of course, one of them. And there's a great video to go with this online, which features old footage of people wing walking. And this was wing walking back in the day where there weren't any ropes. And they're sort of skewering round skyscrapers in New York. And with that as the backdrop to this song, it really is euphoric. Yeah, this song really does create so much space, and it's very atmospheric. So without further ado, we'll move on to the Charity Shop 7-inch of the Week. Of course, after this, we do have our wind-down record and then the final half hour of the programme. And don't worry, the confectionery cart will be coming round again soon, and we'll jump back on the bandwagon with all things of that nature. But for now, our Charity Shop 7-inch of the Week comes from New Order, and this is Your Silent Face. This could also double up as a wind-down record, but we've got one of them for you as well. We'll be right back.
thought that never changes remains a stupid lie. It's never been quite the same. No hearing or breathing, no movement, no colour, just silence. The rise and fall of shame, search that shall remain. We asked you what you'd seen, you said you didn't care. Vacuum may seem a waste of time. It's always been just the same. No hearing or breathing, no movement, no lyrics, just nothing. A sign that leads the way, a path we cannot take. You caught me at a bad time, so why don't you piss off?
So that was our charity shop 7-inch of the week, this time from New Order. That was Your Silent Face, and as I said before, there's only one way, one word should I say, to describe that song, and it is just euphoric, and I hope you enjoyed that. But of course, it is now time for our wind down record, one of my favourite parts of the show. The whole thing's a pleasure, but this sort of stands out for me, and as I've already said before, it just... It's just the easiest part of the show to plan. There's so many songs that fit the shoe of this particular segment. And the purpose of this is a time to reflect and a time to step back from the daily grind and the routine motions that we go through throughout the week, and put down your electronic devices and allow yourself to be completely involved in this next song and really take it on board and just use it as a bit of breathing space. Something that people of our generation, and this time, I'm talking about 2015, we don't do nearly enough, and as time goes on, I can only see this problem getting worse and worse. We really need to give ourselves a bit of downtime. So I'll help in any way I can, even if it is only 3 minutes and 3 seconds of it. And this week it's a selection that comes from the Through the Trees album by the Hanson family, and I'll repeat that again because people seem to have a lot of trouble with this. Not the Hanson family that did Umwop or whatever that number was, the Hanson family as in ruggedly good looking. And this album came out in 1998 and it's a fantastic North American folk documentation. It really is just something else. And I've mentioned as well before, I'm repeating myself a lot, but the Hanson family did in fact play just round the corner from here at the Hyde Park Picture House some time ago, I believe in the early noughties, and that will have been a show to behold. And more recently they did in fact play at the Irish Centre, and I'd have loved to have gone to that. However, I had prior arrangements, and those arrangements were of course the Vinyl Revival. So, you know, you can't say I'm anything but dedicated. Don't worry, after this we're going to be getting right back into the theme of all things edible and confectionery based, and we've also got our classic LP to conclude. But without further ado, our wind down record for tonight is from the Hanson family, and it's a song that tells the tale of someone that was misunderstood, and this misunderstanding led to a sad departure. This is called The Giant of Illinois. Do enjoy, this is our wind down record.
The giant of Illinois died from a blister on his toe after walking all day through the first winter snow. Throwing bits of stale spotted a sleeping swan on the banks of a muddy stream, and they stormed it with rocks till it collapsed in the reed. They lay out on the green lawn full of chocolate and lemonade, but under the blue bowl the giant was afraid, 'cause the
So that was our wind down record, and it always leaves me with a lump in my throat. That was the Handsome Family with Giant of Illinois. It's me, James Shakeshaft, on the Vinyl Revival, Episode 7 on Leeds Student Radio. I'm going to be carrying you through to the midnight hour. And the theme on today's show is all things edible, particularly confectionery-based items as we approach the season of overindulgence and piggery. So with that in mind, let's move on to the next record, Keeping Things Mellow, and it's from a gentleman named Reverend Gary Davis, an old blind street busker from the streets of New York. I believe that he used to play up in a place called Harlem, and it's a place I visited. And I believe it will have changed a lot since the times he occupied those paving stones playing for a penny. And for anyone out there who's at all interested in guitar music, you've got to know about this guy. He inspired so many of the greats that came after him, particularly Ramblin' Jack Elliott, of course Bob Dylan. I mean, countless folk artists, but he had a very distinct way of picking, and he had a mind of his own when it came to time signatures, but I guess he didn't have a band to keep up with, or indeed keep in time with, so you know what, we'll let him have free reign. A little bit like me doing this show. I don't have a production team, I don't have a co-host, it's just me, so you get what you get. And as it is, of course, a confectionery-themed special, it would only be right for me to play the song by him that goes by the title Candyman. There are versions with lyrics, however, I believe that the instrumental is sweet enough, if that's as odd as it sounds. And this isn't the Candyman that you know by Sammy Davis Jr. This is the original Candyman. So if you've got a Candyman, keep a hold of him. This is Reverend Gary Davis. We're getting things back together now. Such a satisfying sound, isn't it? Reverend Gary Davis with Candyman. And anybody who can pluck even a string on a guitar, I recommend you play that song, because it's like some sort of therapy. If you're ever feeling down, Give it a go, because it'll do the trick. It's me, James Shakeshaft. We've now entered the final quarter of the show. It is, of course, 11:45. And I've already said the theme so many times, I'm not going to exhaust myself too much and say it again, because you know what it is. It's all things food-related, and this next song is a little bit of a funny run. Funny run, funny one. And it comes from Tommy James and the Shondells. And I don't really play much 1960s psychedelic on this show, but this is the epitome of 60s psychedelic, and it's a song that I didn't know until just this morning, and my God, did I find it in the nick of time, because I had to include it on this episode, given the theme. And it's another fruit-based song, and I know there'll be loads of you kicking yourselves out there going, James, no one has fruit with their sweets and pudding. However, this features the tangerine, and as we approach Christmas, it's loosely linked to that. But also, you're wrong, because you can have orange in a lot of sweets, such as the Terry's chocolate orange. And I mean, the list goes on. You can have them in a trifle, panna cotta. I mean, I'm no chef, but I know where I stand on this one, and it's what you're getting. And the song is written, I believe, from the perspective of maybe one of the people in the band. I wouldn't like to discriminate, but it would seem that way. It's them on a drug trip, believing that they're a tangerine having a conversation with a banana, and this song's all over the place. They don't know whether they're coming or going, but I just thought it was simply fantastic. So, there's a bit of a lazy start to this, but we're going to play it for you. This is Tommy James and the Shondells with I Am a Tangerine. Coming up next, we've got the classic LP.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Hello, banana.
So that just about draws us up to the closing part of the show. Thank you ever so much for being here. It's now time for you to take the final bite of whatever it is that you've been divulging into over the course of the last hour and take that final sip of tea, because it's now time to rest your weary head. You've got the whole week ahead of you. Don't outdo yourself now. And of course, it is time to end the show by putting another classic LP into our virtual collection this week under the letter G. And it comes from Sonic Youth. And of course, it's their 1990 album, Goo. And this really was a ridiculous record in terms of breakthrough, and paved the way for a lot of American 90s grunge bands to follow. Including, of course, Nirvana, but Sonic Youth always had a different element to them, as you're about to hear. And the song that I've decided to end with is one that doesn't nearly get enough radio play from the record. It wasn't a single, and it wasn't really picked up, but it's ever so dark, and it's called Tunic, Song for Karen, and it's almost quite similar to Mars by John Grant in that it tells the tale of a depressed teenager who sadly commits suicide and finds everything that she's ever been looking for. She gets to play in a band, which her mother never let her do. And she also gets to meet Elvis and many other characters who may be up in heaven or may not be, whether or not it exists. But in the case of this story, it most certainly does, and I'm not too sure whether this is true or not, but either way, it's a fantastic record and moving. So, thank you ever so much for being a part of Episode 7 of The Vinyl Revival. This particular episode will be up on the Tinterweb over the coming week for you to listen back to at your disposal, and I recommend that you do so. So have the final sip of tea, get off to bed, but not before listening to our closing song from our classic LP this week, which is Goo by Sonic Youth, and I'll see you next week, same time, same place, different records, our Christmas theme special, the last episode of 2015, but for now, tatty bye.
Dreaming. but now this tunic's spinning around my arms and knees. I feel like I'm disappearing, getting smaller every day. But when I open my mouth to sing, I'm bigger in every way. She said, you aren't never going anywhere. You aren't never going anywhere. I ain't never going anywhere. I ain't never going anywhere. Hey Mom, look, I'm up here. I finally made it. I'm playing the drums again too. Don't be sad. The band doesn't sound half bad. And I remember Mom, who said, honey, you look so underfed. Bigger in every way. She said,